It is time now for radio theater here on KUMD. Mary Wren Vaughn is the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica, and she joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater here on KUMD. Well, as the summer begins to wind down, Mary, are you one of those folks that's excited to jump into it back, you know, get back into the regular routine, or are you clinging by your fingernails to the last remnants of summer vacation?
A little of both. It's been a really great summer. I've actually got a chance to relax, so that's been really nice. I've done a lot of traveling, and so I'm kind of liking this downtime, but I'm also directing right away this fall, and so I'm kind of excited to get into the campus and start working again with students, and so it's kind of a little of both right now.
What, if anything, do you do? Well, I'll rephrase that. What do you do to prepare yourself for another season of theater? Do you enjoy taking in theater, or is it important for you to take a complete break so that you're really regenerated and ready when you come back?
Again, it's a little of both. I love taking theater, and that is very rejuvenating for me. But I also really kind of need to turn off the world a little bit to gear up for the schedule that happens, especially at the beginning of the year when students are there. And, of course, they have a million questions, and we're trying to get the theater up and running again because it's been closed all summer. So it's kind of nice to just turn off the world a little bit before you hit the ground running. But I've seen some great theater this summer, which has been really fun, and that's always rejuvenating.
So you got it. What was the highlight theater-wise of your summer?
Probably Eastland, the new musical, The Donna Renegade. It was a phenomenal show, great talent. It was directed really, really well, something nobody's seen before in the Northland. It was a great night out. It really was.
I was chatting with a friend yesterday and thinking about students coming back and remembering my freshman year when I was a theater major. And how all of those of us who had been kind of a big darn deal in our little high school theater departments showed up on campus in various stages of arrogance and terror, ready to, regardless, set the world on fire with our talent. What's that like for you when you have to be a nice person and an educator?
Well, for us, it's a little bit different since we don't actually have a major other than a self-designed major. And so we get a little bit less of that, but we get a lot of those students who love theater and did great in high school but want to do something else with the rest of their life, who think they can set the world on fire. And, you know, they could maybe in the town they were from. But we're such a great team. I mean, my students are just so warm and welcoming, and we're kind of the anti-click. They invite everybody in, and so it's the theater who don't like anything else.
Mary, I'm sorry. You got to back up and say that last part again. Your phone's breaking up badly.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Okay, now you sound great. You said okay. We're kind of the anti-click.
Yeah, my students are so warm and welcoming. They're so great about welcoming in anyone that sort of all those kids who don't quite fit anywhere else kind of end up in the theater. And I know that happens a lot other places too, but we are just there. I'm so proud of my students and how warm and welcoming they are to everyone. It's just great. And so we have this great mix of students from everywhere that end up in the theater, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, even if you were a big deal in your hometown and you, you know, whatever it might be, a big deal at whatever, and you come to college, there's a period of gaining a new sense of perspective. And it's always great if somebody can kind of, if there's a way you can be let down gently instead of somebody, you know, sort of hacking you off at the knees. That's always much better.
Yes. And I try as a theater educator to always give feedback at auditions, especially at auditions, because students who show up and think, I have this in the bag, no problem. And so I always try to be, you know, could you try doing this, or could you try doing that, or have you ever done this, or without being too much in their face, because they're there to audition. They're not necessarily there to take an acting class. And pretty much students come back even if they don't get cast. So I must be doing something to make them feel welcome. So that's great.
Because this, I'm sure, will be coming up in a few weeks. You'll put out a casting call for the first show, and you will sit down for your first batch of auditions, and you'll see some fresh new little faces that you have not seen ever. And you realize that some of these people are going to be with you for the next 4 years. What's that like when you say to the first person, "All right, so-and-so, read for me now"?
I love it. There's nothing better than getting new blood in the theater. And students who love theater have so much energy and so much enthusiasm. And we have students, you know, not just performers, but technical students who are always around. And right now we're in a really interesting situation because we have a lot of seniors who have been really, really involved. And so I'm super excited for the freshmen to come in and meet our seniors and kind of pass that torch. It's so exciting and energizing to have new people come into the theater. And I go, we have orientation for our new freshmen, and I go and sit at a table and meet all the students who are interested in theater. And this year I've had many, many new freshmen who are super excited. And so I can't wait for them to show up in the theater this fall and become involved. And we're starting off with a musical. So that means there's lots of things for lots of people to do, and that'll be really great.
Well, I think we can all, no matter how old we are, remember back to the beginning of our freshman year and just, all of the terror, but just saying to ourselves, at least there's a theater, at least there's a theater, at least there's a theater. There's a place I can go where even if I don't know anyone, I still know the rules. I know I'm home.
Exactly. I remember that feeling very, very well.
Mary, I can't wait to talk to you next time and see how the show is shaping up. I suppose it's going to be like around 3 months from now or so, the way our rotation works. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation with you and find out either how the show went or where the show is in the process. It's going to be great.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Mary Ren Vaughn is the director of the theater program at the College of St. Scholastica. She joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.